T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So anyway, I'm Ray, he's Joe, and this has been going on for a while, and part of the deal was, of course, if you remember, the compact in return for basically allowing the tribes to go ahead and build casinos and stuff.
Well, basically do whatever they want.
Well, true, but there was going to be a price, and that was a quarter of the revenue off the slot machines.
Right, which would be great, except for the last 13 months, including July, the revenue has gone down, and Joe Cooper keeps on top of this. He is the web editor for the outstanding Hartford Business Journal. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
So reading your story on the website, Mohegan was down 15% in July, and Foxwoods was down 11%. So what do they attribute the trend of this, and why do we need more casinos if these ones are revenues are declining?
Well, this is a trend that we've been obviously seeing every month of the last 13 consecutive months. And the casinos are, you know, they're open about it. They knew this year-over-year increase would be slowed a little bit.
Right.
And they knew that this was coming with MGM Springfield coming online. There's 20 casinos operating in New York, and New Jersey has casinos as well. And sports betting has been legalized in New York and Rhode Island. So this is something that...
Well, not New York, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Right.
Sorry.
Yep.
So, yeah, so they saw this coming, and they're saying to keep competitive in the northern end of Connecticut, they need to have this East Windsor Casino to compete with MGM Springfield to regain some of those lost slot revenues.
I mean, aren't you just, I mean, if I'm thinking about this, okay, let's say I want to go, you know, play blackjack or something. It'd be a lot easier for me to go to East Windsor than, let's say, over to you know, the casinos over east. So, I mean, all you're doing, I think, is taking the same pie and dividing it up amongst three as opposed to two.
Right. Well, the East Windsor Casino is more about convenience gambling, and that's what the MGM Springfield Casino seems
right.
to be stealing away
right.
from Mohegan Foxwoods, because month over month and quarterly, the Connecticut casinos are doing well entertainment-wise, retail-wise.
Yeah.
Their numbers are strong there. They're confident that those won't be declining significantly, like their slot revenues. So, to get those convenience gamblers, people who want to just go out and play a couple games, that East Windsor Casino will fit those needs.
Okay, so you're not looking for basketball games or something else like that, Joe. Hey, Joe, do you have any idea of the handle to how they're doing up at Springfield MGM?
They've actually had to some good reporting's unearthed that they've had some layoffs and that they haven't met their profits and monthly revenue projections that they originally came out with years ago when they had plans for this casino. It seems like they're somewhat spiraling a little bit, but as far as their work in Connecticut, they are stealing slot revenue and gaming revenues away, and they're doing a good job at blocking Connecticut
really?
Building this East Windsor Casino.
Yeah.
So what is the thought from the tribes about how to turn this trend around? I mean, do they have an answer? Or is this thing just going to keep going and going, and then we're going to say, uh-oh, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Well, they're confident that this East Windsor Casino is going to be built. They're adamant. They came out with more information yesterday saying a recently proposed bill to allow them to build another casino in Bridgeport as well has the legs and the strength in the General Assembly, especially among delegations in the southern belt of the state, to gain backing a special session. Republicans don't want to see a special session on this. They don't think it should be rushed. But they're not worried about this MGM lawsuit that was recently filed against the Department of Interior trying to
fed
that, you can't approve Connecticut's amended gaming compacts. That's out of their purview.
Hey, Joe, here's a question. Other than the slot machines, of which we get a quarter, we being the state.
Not you personally?
I wish. Yeah. Are there even though it's diminished, yes, I'd still be happy. Any other revenues shared with the state, or is that it, the slots?
Well, I mean, all the tax revenue that comes in and the major boost to Connecticut's tourism industry is something that tribes are definitely trying to push forward as they advocate to get exclusive rights to sports betting and to get a Bridgeport and East Windsor Casino. That's definitely a focus. I mean, the state's tourism industry brings in over $2 billion a year. It's the state's eighth largest industry. So, you know, they're trying to say that, you know, we together employ 15,000 people. We've given the state $8 billion since we opened up in the early 90s. You know, we should be the ones with the exclusive rights to any gaming operations in Connecticut, whether that be on tribal land or on off-reservation.
Well, and it doesn't, I mean, from watching it from afar, Joe, it doesn't seem like there's any opposition from the governor or the leaders of the legislature about that.
As far as what?
As far as that the tribes will run the sports gaming.
Well, they're trying to be good partners in that, and they're trying to not step on anybody's toes. But there is obviously debate over where the state's third casino should be built. Hartford recently came up as a potential conceptual plan. The Hartford Courant reported a couple weeks ago, but that doesn't seem like it has legs. And as far as the tribe's eyes, they're not interested in acquiring the XL Center. Operations.
So that was pure fantasy, pretty much.
As of right now, it doesn't have legs until the tribes show any indication that they're willing to negotiate about acquiring the XL Center. Oh. It's something that's just pie in the sky.
Part of the
how
deal,
difficult, then. Just from a curiosity standpoint, how difficult is it to get these figures from the tribes? Do they have to publish their monthly revenues and stuff? Or do you have to, like, you know, dig deep to grab this stuff?
No, they reach out to us every month. It's
really?
Something they have to do. They have to disclose their reports, given that they offer these 25%, you know, share to the state, which is, you know, based on reports I've read, it's actually a very advantageous agreement that Connecticut has in relation to what other tribes have in other states.
Okay.
So, you know, they reach out to us every month, and they let us know, you know, what their figures are.
All right. Joe, great stuff.
Thanks,
as
Joe.
Always. We enjoy reading you in the Hartford Business Journal. It's hartfordbusiness.com. Joe Cooper is their web editor. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. I mean, I don't get why they have to build another casino. Seriously? You know, if you want to put in a place for to do sports gaming, because it looks like they're going to be the ones who are going to do it, unless something turns around, maybe then. But I just don't get it. You know?
Did I misunderstand, or was they're getting the sports gambling or the betting? Was that going to be contingent upon their taking over the XL?
No. Oh, no. No.
Okay.
No,
that was just
a what
if. No,
I think that was just I think that was just somebody's wild fantasy.
Okay. Somebody better do something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.